So wonderful. Good afternoon, dear LinkedIn Community Composites Launch members, Jack visitors and exhibitors. I'm now with one of my key customers here, with Karl Meyer, and we have fantastic news for you. One is the Textile Innovation Center that will be opening on the 21st of April until the 24th of April. And we will be talking about an upgrade and update on composites here on the booth of Karl Meyer. So to my left is Hagen Lotzmann.
Hi.
He's the managing director. Thanks for being part of our show. And we got Jürgen Trölsch here. And if you want to know about Karl Meyer Technical Textiles, I've been there already in 2023, and we made a full factory tour about their solutions. But today we will be talking first about the Textile Innovation Center. And as you guys probably know by now, I'm a textile guy by heart. So it is always a heartfelt matter to talk about textiles with experts from Karl Meyer. Yeah, Hagen, so we see here the Textile Innovation Center is opening, and it's not opening in your place, it's opening at the headquarters, right?
Correct, that's right.
Tell us about what is the Textile Innovation Center, who is it for, and why should someone care about it?
The hard work of composites teams should be shouted from the rooftops. We're on a mission to give your solutions better visibility and reach, to make them more widely known in the market and gain the appreciation they deserve. To make lightweight construction and specialized technologies available to end users, as well as attract projects, customers, and talent, join our Composites Lounge community. The Composites Lounge community is open to entrepreneurs, C-levels, specialists, and managers who want to create a better world with their innovative composites and play a key role in the success of their company. So if you're a hidden champion who isn't sure how to best promote your work, join a supportive and innovative community, which is focused on making composites achievements visible to end users. The Composites Lounge community celebrates and promotes the best innovations, lightweight construction technologies, and sustainable solutions in the automotive, aviation, renewable energy, oil and gas industries, and many more. Get involved at compositeslounge.com.
Yeah, the Textile Innovation Center is basically happening at or opening at the Karl Meyer headquarters in Obertshausen, which is just a 20-minute ride from Frankfurt. And we will be opening this Textile Innovation Center during the Tech Textile, which is taking place at the same time, in the same week. Yeah, and the Textile Innovation Center is basically covering the whole textile world. The whole Karl Meyer textile world, but not only the Karl Meyer textile world, so the whole textile world. So covering anything from fashion and apparel, sports textiles, home textiles, footwear, and of course, the vast area of technical textiles, where we come from, business unit technical textiles. So, but it's not covering only our business units, it's also covering warp preparation and warp knitting. So we will display solutions, Karl Meyer solutions, of course, and all the end applications, as I just mentioned. In total, there will be starting, we will have more than 8 machines from the whole Karl Meyer technical world. Yeah, the aim is to reach our customers, but not only our customers, but also the customers of our customers. And in the apparel world, we talk about brands, and together with them, we want to create new applications, find new trends, and together develop new applications and new textiles.
Now we understand the purpose of the Textile Innovation Center, so there will be a grand opening.
Correct.
And dear community, you are invited. You have to fill in a form. We will put the link into this vlog here today. So you can apply, fill in the form, and then you will get an approval to visit that factory. The reason is you will be having a full program of the full week. You will have even a shuttle service from your Textile Innovation Center to Tech Textile back and forth. I think every 30 minutes will be a shuttle service. I will also use it, actually, because I will be also seeing you guys at Tech Textile.
All right.
Now, Jürgen, maybe you can walk us through the Textile Innovation Center step by step. So because I understand you have a system whereby you want to inspire first the visitor or the future customer or regular customers, and then you are moving towards solutions. So how does that work? What is the concept?
Yeah, so when you enter the Textile Innovation Center, you will see first the world of our customers or the products coming out from our machines. So you see the end application parts you can make from our machines. That means, of course, apparel, wearables, but also in the focus of technical textiles, products made out of reinforcement fibers, glass fibers, carbon fibers, parts, structural parts for lightweight applications, but not only, also coming from our weft insertion machines, which have a wide variety of applications, geotextiles, geogrids,
building
textiles. And this is where you enter. And from this, like an exhibition room, you have windows looking directly into the rooms where the machines are producing. Yeah? You can see directly all our three business units with windows. You look into the exhibition of our machines. And what we will present in our business unit, Technical Textiles from Machines, is a new development from the weft insertion machines, which is in the, let's say, in the producing of grid fine structures, where you can handle really sensible polymer fibers, monofilaments, in a way that you make a parallel orientation of the fibers, which are then warp knitted, stand on a spacer. And application, for example, can be in medicine, for example, for filtration, but not only, can be used for everything that you need, really polymer fibers, parallel oriented, is one of our machines, which is this RSP machine. On the other hand, we have a modular test system for our customers if they are interested in using reinforcement fibers. You want to make a lightweight spread tape. So this is a machine for producing UD tapes. This can be made out of carbon fibers, can be made out of glass fibers, can be even made out of polymer, high-strength polymer fibers. We will show there an example for producing thin tape, really lightweight tape made out of high-strength polyethylene, which the world, you know how it is, can be used for protection textiles, yeah, protection applications. And this modular system can be used by our customers for testing the fibers, for spreading and embedding with some dispersion or liquid impregnation.
Now, Jürgen, give me an idea. Obviously, now like an exhibition like this, you cannot move machines from one place to the other so easily. I remember your geotextile machine at ITMA, for example, that was it 1 week setup like this? It's a huge undertaking. So what scale of machines are you having at the Textile Innovation Center? Do you have full scale or are these reduced versions, laboratory machines?
No, for example, this weft insertion machine is full scale machine.
Full scale.
Yeah.
Wow.
All machines you will see there, also from other business units, are full scale machines for full production. Of course, as I mentioned before, our testing machine for spreading tapes. This is a modular, let's say, small scale machine for producing not a whole width, but only, let's say, for testing enough 30 centimeters. But all other machines you will see are full scale machines.
Basically, Hagen, these machines are there for the longer term. This will not be dismantled anytime soon, but they will be staying there for a longer term so that visitors can really get into this technology. Yeah.
Exactly. The machines we display there will stay for a longer time. Textile Innovation Center is nothing for the short term, it's for the long term. Yeah. As I mentioned, we want to go into really textile developments. We want to develop new markets together with customers or end users.
Yeah.
That's our aim, and that's not for the short term. The machines will also change from time to time.
Yes.
So I can speak for technical textiles. We will bring in end of the year also another machine. Okay. We will start off with two machines, but that's not the end. I hope at the end it will be maybe four or five machines we will display in the Textile Innovation Center.
That is cool, because then we can upgrade always the Textile Innovation Center and see the news as they come in. So we've touched the fibers, technical textiles. We are talking about the thermoplasts, the thermosets. What other kinds of fibers are in this Textile Innovation Center? The most used ones, most standard ones. Maybe if you can group them according to production. You mentioned shoes, for example, and other sectors.
Basically, the fiber is mostly influenced, I would say, by the end use.
Yeah.
If you think about wearables, it's of course sport textiles. It's more polyester fibers, functional fibers. If you look into suits or shirts, it can be cotton, it can be viscose yarns. And if you look into technical textiles, of course, the range is even more wide. It can be aramid. It's for ballistics, it can be carbon fibers for high strength, ultra lightweight composites, glass fibers also for composites, but for more, let's say, economically driven applications, like, for example, wind power. Glass fiber is still the standard fiber. It's comparably cheap, but it has a good performance. The range is vast. Yeah.
So, Jürgen, let's come back one more time to the machine setup and the process. So initially, people are watching and inspecting your materials that you gathered over a period, I think, of 40 years. So there's a huge selection of different kinds of materials. Why do you think is it important also to look at past projects, past materials? Why did you keep 40 years of materials?
Well, it's like in a library. Yeah? And when you are walking into a library, you can say there is nothing what was not invented already before. Yeah, but in a different way a little bit. So it makes sense, of course, to look back, especially in our fast time, digital driven. No one looks in the books from 30 years ago. But there you can see all the samples we produced over 40 years, over all business units, and it makes sense. Ah, maybe this was a trend 30 years ago. As you know, especially in fashion, you have these waves. Something from 10 years ago comes already back and is again a trend. So it makes sense to see, just to get ideas what can be done. And this is not only for fashion, it's also, of course, for technical textiles, because it makes totally sense to see what can be done with reinforcement fibers in fiber orientations, using the gramage, using different types of yarn count of fibers. And so this makes totally sense to have an overview on all this.
Maybe one argument is also, rather than producing a huge lot for a trial, you have some samples from the past, which may not be 100% what you require now, but at least you get a feel for it, and then you can go into the larger lot without or less risk of having a misproduction. Yeah? That's a risk reduction measure, actually. Yeah?
At the end, it's an inspiration. It should be used as an inspiration, because I can say, for example, in the past, we had machines, which we don't have anymore, which were capable of certain fabric structures, which the machines we have today maybe cannot do.
Yes.
But we can use the textile we have in the inspiration room, in the archive, so the customers or the end users can look and see, hey, could this be something interesting for today? And then we already know
the machine.
How the machine needs to look like. And that's the idea, because old stuff is not necessarily bad stuff.
Yeah. It was just not the time anymore for that. Correct. And the time may come back. There's a revival, a renaissance of different kinds of fabrics. Now, one of my favorite topics, of course, is quality assurance. So this world, particularly, we are talking here about advanced engineering, advanced materials. We are flying with these materials. We are driving cars with these materials. But also in the sporting goods industry, in the medical industry, is there quality assurance in the Textile Innovation Center? Anything that can be looked at? Do you have specifications? Do you run through them?
The idea of the Textile Innovation Center is in the first step, it's really to innovate in textile structures, new ideas. It's it's not in the first step of assuring qualities, which we, of course, later on, when we develop a new application or we develop a new textile and with that a new machine, we will then, together with the customers, bring in the quality assurance measurements, devices, what we need. But the first idea is really to think wide, to think new, and not in the specific assurance here.
So it's like the ideation process first.
Correct.
The idea, the feasibility. Is it feasible at all? Yeah. Why should you think about concrete KPIs and metrics if it's not feasible?
Can it be a market? That's important. I mean, at Karmeyer, we want to serve the whole market. We don't say Karmeyer is only a premium supplier. We want to serve, let's say, the wide market. We want to go from premium down to the general, also the commodity market. Yeah, in all our fields where we are active in, we don't want to do what happened to, I have to say, a lot of textile machinery makers, European makers, they only went to the premium. But we want to cover the whole market. That is our aim. So we are looking into niche and the wide applications.
I think then we covered the Textile Innovation Center. Thank you so much for these insights. I'm really thrilled, dear community, that this Textile Innovation Center will be opening. I will be there on the 21st of April. So make sure you are there also. You will be there. And later on, I will go and see you also at Tech Textile at the booth before I then head off to Aero in Friedrichshafen. Thank you so much and have a great rest of the show.
Thank you, Ilkay.
Ilkay Oskizolo. Mit Composites 360 on Tour, wöchentlich, auf LinkedIn, YouTube und Podcasts.
Where people see thought leaders bringing up the latest topics and trends, particularly in the composites industry and advanced materials, we are seeing people working on sustainability and our future. To this end, thank you for listening our Composites Launch podcast episodes on Composites 360 on Tour. With expert and engineering talks, online live stream panels, and panels at subject exhibitions, we are here to serve you with the latest content that is available in this industry. Whether it is reporting from the market front, like the aerospace or automotive OEMs, whether these are regional events spread all over the DACH region, Europe, or elsewhere in the world, we are here to cover those dialogues, presentations, and events in order to bring you the most creative ideas with the mission of creating sustainable value. Creating sustainable value means that we are connecting also the world with our partners. We invite you to join our Composites Launch Composites 360 on Tour on our digital channels. Be rest assured, Composites Launch brings you the brightest, the best, and the fastest topics on LinkedIn, YouTube, and here on your favorite podcast on a weekly basis. Stay tuned.